God's greatest commandment is Matthew, the 22nd chapter, the 37th through the 40th verses. It says, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. Now, if we, the bishop used that phrase sometime, when you got all of Houston, what's left? You don't have, oh, you got it all. So he tell us to love him with all our heart, soul, and mind. So when we doing that, you know, he knows our heart. He said, and also, it said the second one is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, I don't know who don't care much about themselves. If they do, you know, we just need to pray for them. We don't get up in pride about ourselves, but we need to love ourselves, you know. We are made in God's image and after his likeness. And if we don't, we'll say, well, I don't appreciate what God did for me. He didn't fix me right. But, you know, we get in the word and we love ourselves. And we love ourselves, it'd be easy for us to love our enemy, or love our neighbors, and love, just have that love walk. And you know, love is so important. It's I think about how even animals, I see how they love to be treated well and all. And this came to me, my husband have a lot of dogs, and he loved his dogs. And I remember when he was working, and when he would turn in down there at that road before he come on up the road to get to our house. And I was, you know, be looking out the window, sometimes I'd be outside. And those dogs, they knew the sound of his truck. They would just be gathering up around there. And when he pull up and stop and open that door, they'd just be all around him. Because he'd be talking to them and petting on them, you know. But they didn't do me like that. Because I would holler at them, throw stuff at them, you know, because I just didn't care for the dogs much, you know. They just wasn't clean enough for me. I didn't want them all on the step and all that kind of stuff, you know. But anyway, they knew me. And I remember one particular time because I was just on my husband all the time about them dogs. And sometimes I could come in, and I come in the house, and I had this look on my face, and he'd say, what's the matter, honey? Your dogs. That's what I holler, your dogs. And this particular night, I drove up, and the dogs was back there on the back step. And when I drove up, they know my vehicle. They start running. They just got out of the way. I sat there for a few minutes, and I said, Lord, I need you to help me with this. I said, I know my husband is so tired of me hollering, your dogs, and I'm tired of saying it. I said, help me with this, Lord. And you know, it helped me. I got where that I didn't let those dogs bother me. And sometimes my husband would say, have you seen any dogs around lately? I said, no, I really hadn't thought about it. I said, what, you done put them up? Oh, girl, I had them dogs put up about 2 weeks ago. I wouldn't even be, see, I got delivered. And we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And we need to be teachable. You know, let's learn to want to learn and want to do better. And if we hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake, the word said we'll be filled, you know. So we got to want it, because God don't push anything off on us. We got to want it, and when we want it, then and sincere from our heart, God will give us that. So it's important to walk in love. You know, if we don't walk in love, that's a hindrance to our prayer life, you know. You're not walking in love, we might need to check our prayer life. See what we're missing it at. What are we holding, you know? We don't need to be holding anything from or against anyone. We need to give it up and give it to the Lord because he said vengeance was his. Okay, it says, the two greatest commandments hangs all on the law and the prophets. The Living Bible say that all of the other commandments and all the demands of the prophets stem from these two laws and are fulfilled. If we obey them, keep only these, we will find that we are obeying all the others. Now, if we love the Lord our God with all our soul, heart, and mind, if we love him, love our neighbor as ourselves, then we won't be stealing from anybody. We won't be coveting. We won't be lying, or we won't be envy. You know, we won't be breaking all those laws. if we keep those two, then the others, you know, will be falling in line with that. Because if I love you, I'm not going to steal from you. If I love you, I'm not going to be walking around wanting to kill you, you know, or coveting what you have. I'm going to be grateful for how the Lord blessing you. If I don't have it, I pray and say, well, Lord, you know, I've been waiting on it, and I'm still waiting. I know my time is coming, you know. So if we keep these commandments, then we're in good shape. And we miss it sometimes. But when we miss it, thank God for Jesus. We can repent and get back on track. It's not like some of the human beings, you know. They'll say 1, 2, 3, and you out with me. But not so with the Lord, you know. He'll just keep on. Now, he don't want us to try to use him and just do this stuff and say, well, he'll forgive me. He will, but now there's consequences behind it, you know. Okay? It says, I saw this, and I decided I'd jot it down and just read it. It was in one of our leadership classes, and it says, it's not all the time what you are doing. It's why you are doing what you are doing. You know, is my motive love? Am I just doing this to get praises? A bragged on? You know, we all like to be appreciated, but don't be doing something just to, you know, for people to go to bragging on us and all that, you know. And if they don't, and you know you did a good job, well, hey, that's okay. Most of all, God sees us, and he knows. It says, faith will not work without love. Now, we know faith is very important. But if our love life is not right, it hinders our prayer life, our faith in what we are asking God for. And this